Today's Amud is Beit Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Ve'ein Melavnin. So we mentioned in the Mishnah Ve'ein Melavnin Es HaRa'afim that a person is not allowed to heat up these roof tiles on Yom Tif in order to cook on them. He's not allowed to heat up these tiles. Now, at first glance, it would seem that there should be mutter. It's like turning on the oven. It's aruch ha'ichol nefesh. You're not even turning on a fire. You'll take a pre-existing fire. You're just heating up the oven. So what could be wrong? Says the Gemara, Maika Ovid, what's he doing wrong? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha B'ra'afim Chadashim Askinan. In a Chanami, Be'atzim, if we're dealing with old tiles, so then it would be mutter to heat it up on Yom Tif in order to cook on it. Our Mishnah is specifically discussing new tiles, Ra'afim Chadashim, and the problem with new tiles is Mipnei Shetzarech Levodkan is because you have to check them. Apparently at times, when they would heat up these tiles, sometimes they would just crack. They would just burst. And if that happens on Yom Tif, when you're heating up this tile to cook on it, it's going to come out, Rashi says, that you were tarach shaloi litzarech, that you did this tircha for no good reason, because the tile cracked. Being that every new tile, has to be checked to see if it can handle the heat. So therefore, you're not allowed to heat up a new tile on Yom Tif, because we don't want to take any chances that you're going to be heating up something, you're going to be doing this tircha shlo letzairich. V'amri lo mimnei shetzarech lechasman. Some say that no, the problem with new tiles is not the shetzarech levodkan, rather the problem with new tiles is not, it's not just a chashash that maybe it's going to burst, it's that you're actually doing something wrong any single time you heat up a new tile. There's something vaday wrong. It's not just the suffix because maybe it will crack. There's something vaday wrong with heating up a new tile. What's that? Is that shetzarech lechasman. Because when you heat up the tile for the first time, that's what hardens the tile. And that's what really makes it into like an oven. So it's makeh bepatish. And therefore, it's not a suffix iser, it's a vaday iser. To heat up a new tile, you're for sure doing something wrong. You're doing makeh bepatish because when you heat it up for the first time, that's what hardens it and really makes it into a kli. Now says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, so the Mishnah says like this, that Darsa, if a person tramples over a bird, Aisha Tarfa Bakaisel, or if let's say the bird was thrown against the wall, all these are cases where the bird, now we have a reisa, even though typically most animals we assume, so an animal we assume is becheskas, that it's not a trefa. Over here we have a reisa, we have a specific reason to assume that something happened to the evarim of this bird. So the first case is that a person trampled on it. The second case is that the bird was thrown against the wall. Says the Mishnah further, Aisha ritzatz the behema, or if a behema attacked it, umifar keses, and now the bird, you see the bird, it could barely stand. Vishasa meislais. So you're not allowed to just shecht it right away. You have to be choshish that maybe it's a trefa. Rather, you have to wait 24 hours. Vishachta, and then you shecht it and it's kshera. But you have to wait 24 hours, then we'll have a chazaka once it stays alive 24 hours after experiencing one of these traumas. So then we say it's becheskas that it's taken not a trefa. However, Rabbi Lazar commented, and I'm Rabbi Lazar bar Yana, Mishum Rabbi Lazar bar Nantignis, Tzricha Bedika. It's not as simple as it sounds. It's not just after 24 hours you could shecht it and now it's kosher. After 24 hours you could shecht it, but then you also have to check the behema. You have to check the eif afterwards. You have to look at its evarim and make sure that everything's the way it's supposed to be, that it's not a trefa. So now that's the halacha in Hilchus Treifas. Now says the Gemara, we have a shaila now in Hilchus Yom Tif. Boy mine Rabbi Yirmi from Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi asked the shaila from Rabbi Zeira. He asked him like this, that mahu lishachta b'Yom Tif. This bird that experienced one of these traumas, so now you wait 24 hours. Now on Yom Tif you want to shachta. So on Yom Tif, are you allowed to shecht this bird, being that it's a bird that Batsim has some level of reyesa? We see that there's a chiyav bedika. You have to check it afterwards in order to make sure that nothing happened to its evarim. So being that this is a bird that already has a reyesa, are you allowed to shecht it on Yom Tif? Mimach skiyinan reyesa b'Yom Tif aloi. Do we have to be machzik this reyesa with regards to Hilchas Yom Tov or not, because if he shechts it and it comes out that really it is a treifa, so it's going to come out that he did a shechita shelo letzarech ha'echol nefesh. Now, typically, if a person wants to shecht the behema on Yom Tov, we don't say, oh, maybe it's going to be a treifa, so don't do shechita. Because there's no reason to assume it's going to be a shechita. A behema has a chazaka that it's not a treifa. And therefore, in general, if a person wants to shech something on Yom Tov, it will be completely mutter. The shaila is dafka in this case where this bird already has a reisa. We see that from the halacha, that even after you shecht it, it's tzricha bedika. So this type of bird, are you allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov or not? So Amar Lei. So Reb Zera responded to Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah asked this shaila to Reb Zera, and Reb Zera said, "Tanina, it's a Mefershah Mishnah Maseches Beitza that we had that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? It says, 'Eimelavnin Esarafim Litzlois Behen.' It says you're not allowed to heat up the tiles to roast something on top of the tile. Now Vahavinan Ba, and then the Gemara in Beitza, we asked the shaila, our Gemara, the Maika Avid, what's wrong with heating up the tile? Va'amar Rabbi Bar Barchan." That here we're talking about new tiles, and what's the problem with new tiles? Because you have to check it. It's tzricha bedika, and you don't know if things are going to end up turning out the way we want it. It might end up, the tile might end up bursting, and since the tile might end up bursting, it's going to come out that you did a tircha shol tzarech. I mean, apparently you have to be chayshish for that, and therefore you're not allowed to heat up a new tile on Yom Tov. If so, we should apply the same thing to this bird. You should not be allowed to shecht this bird because it's tzricha bedika. Maybe it's going to come out that you did a shechita shelo letzarech ha'echol nefesh. So you see from this din of the tiles to this case of shechita that you're not allowed to do this shechita. So Amar Lei, Reb Yirmiyah said back to Reb Zera, Anan mipnei shetzarech lechasman mas nisan la. No, I went with the other pshat. I understood the Mishnah that the reason why you can't heat up the tiles is not because of a suffix, because maybe something's going to be wrong with it. It's because there's a vadei issue. There's an issue with heating it up because you're hardening it and it's makeh bepatish. And if so, you don't have a raya from the Mishnah of the tiles to this case of the shechita, and that's how Rav Yirmiyah left it off, that there is no raya in the case of the shechita from the case of the tiles. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. So now this, the Braisa is discussing, Shabbos, where there's an Isser to cook. So says the Braisa, that Echad Mevi Asa'ar, if you have one person who brings the fire, the Echad Mevi Asa'itzim, the other person takes the wood, and he lights the wood, the Echad Shaifes Asa'kedera, and then another person, a third person, he takes a pot, and he sets it up over the fire, the Echad Mevi Asa'mayim, a fourth person takes water, and he pours it into the pot, Ve'echa naisim b'seichet tavlin, a fifth person puts some spices into the pot. Ve'echa megis, a sixth person, he goes ahead and he stirs the pot. So the halacha is kulan chayavin. Every single one of these individuals did an iser that he's going to be chayav for, which we'll get back to in a moment what that is. Va'atanya, we learned in, ask the Gemara, va'atanya, but we learned in a braisa, that acharon chayav v'kulan paturin. We learned in the Braisa that only the last person is chayiv. Only the person in the end, he's the one who's chayiv, not all six people. So says the Gemara, like Asha, had the icy or meikara, had the icy or lebasayif. Our Braisa that we mentioned in the beginning, the first Braisa, so the Braisa said that all of them are chayiv, that's because the fire was brought first. So Mamila, every subsequent person, he did something wrong because he was doing something with the fire. He was cooking, he was doing havara. Every single one of them was doing a malacha. This other braisa that you mentioned that said that only the last person is chayiv, that's talking about a scenario where the fire was brought at the end. So everybody was setting up food to be cooked. They were doing everything, all the wrong types of things, but nobody lamaisa did a malacha. It's only the guy who came at the end, and he actually put the fire there, so he's the one who was doing the malacha, and only he's the one, and only he is going to be chayiv. So now says the Gemara, and this is where it's going to tie into our sugya. That bishlama kulu kavdi maisa. I understand all six people. Let's say in the first braisa, where the fire was brought first. So I understand why all of them are chayev. Each one of them did something, for the most part. El shayfe says akadeira my kavid. But what did the person who set up the pot do? Meaning like this. The braisa said the first person brought the fire. So okay, fine. When he walks around with fire, so the fire gets fanned a little bit, and so that's considered the malacha of havara. Fine, mavir, he's chayiv. Ve'echa mevi asa eitzim, the second guy, he brought the wood and he lit it on fire. So okay, of course, that's mavir.
The echad shayfes as hakedera. Then the third person, what did he do? All he did was he took an empty pot and he set it up over the fire. What's wrong with taking an empty pot and putting it over the fire? Now, before we get back to that, let's continue. The fourth person then brought water. Okay, fine, makes sense. He's chayef for bishul. He took water, put it into the pot, so he's chayef for bishul. The fifth person he put into its spices. That's also bishul. The sixth person he mixed it. He stirred the pot. That's also it's kirav bishul bishulai. It's making it cook quicker. That's also considered a malacha of bishul on Shabbos. Fine. Everybody makes sense. The only person that doesn't make sense is this person who took an empty pot and he set it up over the fire. Michael Ovid says the Gemara. What did he do wrong? What type of malacha is that? What's wrong with taking an empty pot and putting it over the fire? So says the Gemara, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Hacha b'kedera chadasha askinan. It's because the Braisa is discussing a new pot that's never been heated, umisham liban ra'afim naguba. And it's the same issue that we had by liban ra'afim. Apparently this Tana holds that the reason for liban ra'afim is because it's because when you heat it up for the first time, it hardens it and it makes it into a kli. It's makive patish. So that's what this person did wrong. When this person brought the new pot and he put it over the fire, he didn't do any cooking, he didn't do any havara. So what did he do wrong? He did makive patish, because we're discussing a new pot that when it goes over the fire for the first time, it gets hardened, and that's what really makes it into a kli, and that's why he is chayev. It's interesting, the Radvaz in a tshuva in Chilek Aleph, Simen Reish Yud Gimel, he writes a chiddush that you're not chayev for cooking water on Shabbos. Now there's no Isser Daraisa, at least. There's no Isser Daraisa to cook water on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not doing anything. Anyways, it was already edible. Everything was fine. You could have eaten it already in its raw state, so to speak. And therefore, when you cook it, when you make it high, you're not really doing anything. You're not changing anything. And therefore, the Radvaz says that if a person cooks water on Shabbos, he's not chayiv. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, is mafurish that no, there's a chayiv daraisa, there's an iser daraisa for cooking water on Shabbos. And the Maisa, the Prichadosh, on that Rambam, in Mayim Chayim, on the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, he brings our braisa as a raya to the Rambam. Our braisa seems to be mafurish that this person who brought water and he filled up the pot with water, he's chayiv on Shabbos. What's he chayiv for? L'chari, he's chayiv for bishul. So you see that there is an iser daraisa to cook water on Shabbos. I did not get a chance to check into what the Radvaz would say back, but l'maisa, the Prichadosh brings a raya from this Gemara to the Rambam that there's an iser daraisa to cook water on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanur Rabbanon, Tanur v'kirayim chadashim harei hen k'chol hakelim hanitalim b'chatzer. When it comes both Shabbos and Yom Tif, when it comes to the halachis of muksa, so an oven and these different types of ovens, so they're not considered muksa. They're like any other kli that you're allowed to move around in the chatzar, meaning because they have a use on Shabbos, you could store things inside of them. Being that you could store things inside of them, you know, many people like to put their dirty dishes inside the oven, so if you could store things inside the ovens, and therefore, it's not a problem of muksa, it's like a regular kli, and it's not going to be muksa. Aval, says the Braisa, ain't sachen oisam shemen, you're not allowed to spread oil over it, ve'ain tashen oisam b'matlis, and you can't take a matlis, you can't take a cloth and rub it on the oven. This is what a person would want to shine the oven. So this is a problem of tikkun mana. So you can't do this both on Shabbos or on Yom Tif. Even on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to do this. This is tikkun mana. Ve'ein mafigin oisan b'tzoinein. You're not allowed to cool off the oven with cold water. If it's very hot, you want to pour on some cold water to cool down, you're not allowed to do that. And the reason for this is similar to the idea of chasman, that the way you really make a kli really hard to really win for the first time is you heat it up and then you pour cold water on it. That's like mamish the makabe patish. That's like the makabe patish of the makabe patish. When you pour the cold water on it after heating it up, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's makabe patish, so you can't cool it off by pouring cold water onto the oven. Kedei lechasman, in order to harden it. Ve'im b'shvil le'efois, harei zeh mutar. However, on Yom Tif, where there's a heter to cook, so let's say the oven happens to be hot. So yeah, it's gonna come out that if you pour cold water on it, it's gonna be makabe patish, but you're doing it just because the oven's too hot for you to bake your bread. You wanna bake some bread in the oven, and the oven's too hot. So then says the Braisa, even though it's gonna come out that a malacha happens, al derech what you're baking, so that's okay. That's not a problem, and you would be allowed to pour the cold water onto the oven. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that molgin as haroish ves haraglayim. If a person has some chicken on Yom Tif and he wants to take off the feathers, so the way they do it is they pour very, very hot water over the chicken. And so you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. You could be molgin as a rosh ves a raglayim. You could pour this scalding hot water over the head and the feet of the chicken in order to remove the feathers. Umahavavin oysan ba'ar. And you could also get rid of the feathers by singeing it with a fire. You could take fire and you could singe off the feathers. Avol ein taiflin oysan b'charasis v'loi ba'adama v'loi b'sid. However, you're not allowed to wipe the bird with these different materials to get rid of the feathers. You can use some sort of pottery, some sort of clay, some sort of adama, earthenware, v'lay besid, and not the lime. These are different things that Rashi says is the derech that a person who wants to tan the skin of the bird, it's derech ibud, and therefore you can't get rid of the feathers with these materials. That looks like you're doing ibud. The ein geizen oisan b'misparayim. You can't get rid of the feathers by using a scissor. That would be the way a person who wants to keep the feathers, he would typically get rid of the feathers with the scissor. So if you're doing this, it looks like you're trying to get rid of the feathers, not to eat it, not to eat the bird, but you're getting rid of the feathers because you want the feathers. That's a malacha of geizes that you're not allowed to do. You're also not allowed to cut vegetables on Yom Tif. You can't cut it using a special scissors. These are the scissors, Rashi says, that were used in order to cut the vegetable off from the ground. So being that these are the scissors, the same scissors that are used to remove the vegetables from the ground, which is a malacha of kaitzer, and we learned on Gimel and Aleph that there's no heter of kaitzer on Yom Tif, so being that these are those scissors, so you can't use those even if you're just doing it to cut up the vegetables. Because again, it looks bad. Aval misaknen es akundis ves akavios. You are allowed to prepare these different dishes on Yom Tif. These are different dishes, Rashi says. They're vegetable dishes that they require a lot of tircha. You might have thought that there was a problem to make these dishes on Yom Tif. Kamash bulon, then no, it's mutter. Umasikin v'ayfin b'purne. You're allowed to light up a big oven. A purne is a big oven, and you can bake in it even though there's a lot of tircha. You might have thought that maybe it should be problematic. Kamash malon, that no, it's mutter. Let's see, you need a lot of bread. So you can bake in there and it's completely mutter. And you're allowed to heat up water inside of this antichi, which is a very large urn, and so it might give off the appearance that you're really trying to heat up water, not for Yom Tif, but even Litzarechol, because this is a lot of water that it holds. Kamash Malon, that if you have a lot of guests and you want to serve them water, hot tea, so no, you are allowed to heat up the water in this large urn. But you can't, even though he's mentioned that you could bake in a purne, you can't bake in a new one, because then we have this concern that maybe it's going to crack, maybe it's going to break, it can't handle the heat, and then it's going to be tircha shlo, so you can't use a new one of these big ovens. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that a naivchim b'mapoach, that a person is not allowed to use a bellow to win the fire on Yom Tif. That was the typical kli that was used. Rashi says it's a problem because it's mechzi ku'uman oisem malacha. It gives off the appearance like an uman who's doing malacha. So maybe it's like a zozo Yom Tif. So you're not allowed to use this mapoach. Avol naivchim b'shvei feres. But you could use a shinoi, you could use a tube, and like that you could fan the fire, you could blow the fire to make it stronger. Ve'ein misaknen es hashpud. You're not allowed to fix a spit on Yom Tov. It's machshir yechon nefesh. Ve'ein mechadin en oisa. You're also not allowed to sharpen him. And these are that we mentioned earlier. And now says the Gemara, final braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the braisa, that ein mefatzen es hakane litzlis by maliach, that you're not allowed to crack a piece of reed in order to use that to roast something salty. Again, we mentioned in the Mishnah earlier on Amabez and Mabez that they wouldn't put this salty fish directly on the grill. They wanted to always have something in between, like a piece of paper, a piece of wood. So here a person wants to use a piece of reed. You're not allowed to do that. It's a problem of tikkun mana, like we had earlier. Aval mifatzenes ha'egoyz bematlas. But you are allowed to crack open nuts inside of a cloth, which means that you want to take the nuts and you want to put them inside of a cloth before you take out the hammer to crack them open. You don't want pieces flying all over the place. So you first, you put the nuts and you wrap it up into a cloth and then you bang it. So that's going to be mutter. Ve'ein choshesh in shema tikara, and we don't have to be choshesh that maybe the cloth is going to tear. Rashi says, because even if it does tear, it's not kireya al-menas litfor. The only time you're chayiv midah raisa for tearing, for kireya, is if you're doing it al-menas litfor in order to fix it. Here we are not doing it al-menas litfor, so therefore there's no isa daraisa, and therefore we don't have to be chayshe shema tikara.